direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. You have about 2.5 hours to spend together tonight, and if it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. Yeah, so, all right, I admit, I'm an Oilers fan. By the time it was 3-0, I'm thinking to myself, did they show up? Right? Did they miss the plane? I don't know. Wasn't a happy thing. But I know for folks like Jim in Wisconsin, he's over the moon happy about it. I still say it upsets the balance of nature to have the number one hockey team in Florida. Just a personal note. It is interesting. I was listening to the post game when they were talking about how rabid the fans were in the Tampa Bay area, and one of them mentioned, "Well, yeah, that's because they're winning, and isn't that the truth? I don't care where it is or what sport. When the team is dead last, yeah, suddenly not that many people are on board. But at least for hockey right now, Tampa Bay is absolutely thrilled." And I'm not. All right, so I'll get over it. But Edmonton just seems like the perfect place for hockey all the way around. So 888-876-5593. You know, I was looking for things to talk about earlier, and it's funny that there are so many organizations that will put out, best and worst lists of all type. And in terms of the best and worst places to retire, and everybody from a dental organization to bank rate and everyone in between has their own list. And it's interesting that Kingman, Arizona is number one on some of them, San Bernardino number one on others. But interestingly, if you look at them all, you figure out you can't retire anywhere, because added all together, it's just not pretty. Everybody's got their least favorites. Memphis ranks very high on the places not to go. All right, and it's interesting, in one consumer affairs survey, Lake Havasu City was the worst city for retirement. All right, so I don't know. Yeah, stay put, I guess. Of course, the very expensive places, like when you're doing states, it usually comes out that Alaska's the worst because it's an expensive state. And, people are told, they'll pay you to live in Alaska a little bit if you're retired, but not to offset what you're going to, what you're going to spend to be there. But one list I found interesting, Finance Buzz, I think it was, said Beverly Hills, California was the worst. And, of course, what they're basing it on is you can't afford to live there. But and of course, the metrics are different for each of these, so they come up with different places. But I find it interesting that almost all of them are somewhat in the Sun Belt, either from California in the west, Florida in the east, and every place in between. It seems like nobody wants to stay put, which is interesting because you have states like Pennsylvania that traditionally were a retirement haven. We always used to laugh that Pennsylvania was Philadelphia at one end and Pittsburgh at the other, with Alabama in the middle. And it wasn't too far from the truth in some cases. Alabama doesn't rank real high either, unfortunately. But that said, less people looking to places like Pennsylvania in terms of retirement. And we've got things like the 10 towns that will ruin your retirement and the worst cities and all that. And the Clevelands are on the list, and the Stocktons. Yeah, I'll vouch for Stockton as far as that goes. I remember years ago I needed to leave. I was up at the California Delta, and I wanted to get a one-way car rental. I went to Stockton, and none of the rental places, the Hertz, the Avis's, the Nationals, et cetera, and so forth, had one-way rentals. And finally, one of the clerks said, You got to be kidding. Yeah, we'd lose all the cars. Nobody'd come back. Well, I guess nobody's going. So yes, Baltimore's on the list. And again, it depends on the metrics as to what it is. But when it comes for just affordability, it's probably the places that you don't know anybody and don't want to be. You know, small towns in Nebraska, for instance. So interesting to see. And more interesting to me to see that people who have lived their entire lives in an area, be it a Chicago or a New York or wherever, are thinking that, well, when I'm retired, I got to move. Why? And, you know, I'm sure the answers are as different as the people who were surveyed, but it seems to me that maybe staying put might be the best possible answer, particularly when you know people and you have services and you're familiar with it. But also, I found this interesting. St. Petersburg, Florida was on the list of worst. And yeah, this was from AOL. But regardless, I find that interesting because St. Petersburg was always a retirement haven. You know, Pinellas County, St. Petersburg and Clearwater always were, while Tampa, which was Hillsborough County, were the young upstarts and all that. So to see St. Petersburg on the list was a little surprising. Casper, Wyoming. Who goes to Casper? Although, as I say that, one of my insurance agents moved to Casper last year, had never left Philadelphia, and so I'm moving to Casper. Okay. Have you thought this out? And from what I can tell, though, he's perfectly happy there. A guy who used to be a bigwig in the Democratic Party who, for whatever reason, left the party and was disenchanted, so to speak. And so Casper, I don't know, maybe a lot of libertarians couldn't tell you. But as far as worse states, well, again, we only have 50 states and all of them are on somebody's list. So, yeah, I would think that the best would be where you had family or friends or some type of an anchor. I can't imagine that, you just throw a dart at a map. Although my insurance agent guy went to Casper, that's pretty much what he did. But as far as I know, he didn't know a soul. And got himself a ranch, and I'll have to check in with him. I'm sure he's still there, but see how he's doing. But Orlando hits the list in some cases, and that's interesting because depending upon what you're looking at, they're on the best list and the worst list. So again, question I have is why do people feel that they have to move when they retire? You know, you might say weather, but in some cases, no. Worst places, well, California places like Fontana or Bridgeport, Connecticut, or Wichita, Kansas, or Newark. I must admit, I've never known anybody who said, when I get older, I want to retire to Newark. But Bakersfield is high on the list. And yeah, it's one of the cities. If you're coming in on I-5 from Los Angeles, and Bakersfield is in Kern County, and you're going north and you crest a hill and you look down and you see all of Bakersfield, and it is under a shroud of brown smog. Yeah, no getting away from it. And you know, I've driven that route probably 100 times. If I've driven it once, I've never seen it when it didn't have the brown cloud. So yeah, I'm not totally surprised that Bakersfield is on the list. But that, yeah, and here's one. I mentioned that Orlando was on some of the worst lists. Well, here it is, the top of the list as far as the best. Now, who's this making this determination? I don't know. It says police1.com. Okay, then. And so why Orlando? Well, for one thing, tax friendly. No state income tax or inheritance tax, all right? But for many people, that's not a very big deal. It's not the lowest cost of living, but it is more affordable than many people. And of course, it used to be dirt cheap before Disney. Orlando used to be the place that no one wanted to go. You know, railroad tracks and motels with neon signs blinking. Because it was landlocked. It wasn't on the shore. People wanted to go to the Gulf or they wanted to go to the ocean. But the idea of going to Orlando, well, that was just no one would do that. And now, of course, it's thriving, to say the least, more so than a lot of Floridians who argued vociferously against giving Disney the tax break. Yeah. So it is second in recreation out of 180 cities. I wonder who's first. I'll have to look for that. Now, this is one where you say, all right, we'll flip over all the cards. These people are plumb nuts. Miami is the second best place to retire. Well, maybe if you speak Spanish, But needless to say, same tax advantages and all of that. But I'll tell you what, you look at the crime rate, maybe that wasn't part of their metrics. And obviously weather wasn't either, because Minneapolis ranked as the third best place to retire. So who knew? You know, I've been looking and looking for Chicago. And what's interesting is I virtually don't see them on any of the lists. Not the best list, not the worst list, just not there. And I find that very interesting as well. I'll have to do more of a deep dive on that one. But you would think that there are so many different lists and so many different things mentioned that it would be on one of the lists somewhere. But so far, I haven't seen it. Yeah, I saw one that said Delaware was the number one spot to retire. Well, I guess if you want to do a lot of shopping, no sales tax for one thing. All right, so 888-876-5593. Yes, we're talking about absolutely nothing of import. So if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, and I'll play your requests as well. We won't get them all tonight, but what we don't play tonight, we'll get to tomorrow or Thursday. We will get to them, including Jimmy P's six-pack, I'll have you know. So if you haven't gotten what you want to hear in, providing I'm willing to play it, yeah, get in now. So, yeah, another 2 hours and 10 minutes to talk to whatever is going on in your life right here on WGN Radio.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Charlie Brown, that was the A side, 1959. Yes, playing a hit. I actually like the B side better, Three Cool Cats. But Jim in Richmond said, you haven't played my Charlie Brown request. I'm getting to it. Yeah, can't play more than time allows. Although, I still yearn to open the Time Store, yeah, where I could go and say, buy an extra Thursday. You know, maybe two Saturday hours, something. But so far, regardless of how far we've come, we're not yet able to change time, at least that I know of. All right, so I had to look up Chicago because I've seen more on these lists while we were listening to various commercial messages there. And it's not consistently ranked as the best or the worst. Like I say, I haven't seen it on any lists, but it is actually a great place for retirees. And one thing that I thought of, and it didn't mention this right away, I saw people commenting about how they loved the fact that it was vibrant and culturally rich and friendly. But, you know, one of the things, of course, is healthcare, which should make a difference for you if you're planning to go somewhere. And Chicago's got some world-class healthcare, so there. Also, the climate scientists, if you will, are saying it's one of the safest areas as far as that goes. Yeah, the Windy City's one of the safest. How about that? But then again, I see, oh God, I can't believe it. I see an article as far as best places to retire, and we should preface it with saying it's from CNBC. Saying Washington, D.C. outranks anything as the best place to retire. Yeah, maybe if you're a government employee, I don't know. But not one I've ever thought of. So if you want to add anything to that, I'd love to hear it. But yeah, more on Kingman. Yeah, I've driven through Kingman several times, and I never thought about it being the absolute worst. But apparently, there's number of people who are confirming that. I guess those who unfortunately moved there. I have a friend who moved there recently. I have to check in with her and see what she thinks. In any event, there was a wonderful story, one of those feel-good stories, until you think it through. And then you say to yourself, maybe not so fast. All right, it's a New York restaurant that is returning a 110-year-old lobster to sea. Yeah, that's right. It's Peter's Clam Bar in Hempstead on the island. They had a lobster, Lorenzo, who'd been living at the eatery for years, 21 pounds, and he just kind of slipped through the cracks and ended up in the tank for the restaurant for years. And I guess nobody chose him to eat. And one of those pick-your-own-lobster kind of things. And so they all got together and thought freeing Lorenzo seemed like appropriate way to celebrate National Lobster Day and Father's Day. Now, Lorenzo has been in the tank for years, kind of like a pet. People would come and see him, take pictures with him, kind of an object of the store. And so it was that a Nassau County legislator teamed up with the bar to pardon Lorenzo prior to his release in Atlantic Beach Reef. Now living his best life, they say, clawing his way to freedom and soaking up the salty breeze instead of butter. All right, I wonder. Here is something that's 110 years old and has not been living in the wild for decades. I don't know. They're saying he's going to be missed, but it's better like this. If he passed away here, it wouldn't be a good thing, and I didn't have the heart to sell him. Right, so they put him out to sea where I'm pretty sure that by the time that I'm even talking about this, Lorenzo is past tense, but maybe not. But usually when you have captive wildlife, depending on the situation, while best that they live in the wild, maybe not. It depends if they're able to do so. All right, then the horrifying story of the week, truly horrifying, and it makes you wonder, is it that people spend too much time in fantasy and games? I don't know, but a feud between two YouTube streamers escalated into a fatal shooting in Las Vegas over the weekend. You might have heard about this because it was really a shock. It was somebody who was shot in front of the fountains by the Bellagio Hotel, and at the time, nobody really knew what was going on. Well, it turned out that it was a YouTube feed, and the victim was 44 years old, not a kid, obviously, Rodney Finley, known online as Da Legend, and he was killed by a fellow streamer, Manuel Ruiz, who is 41 years old, who goes by the name Sin City Manny. And apparently the conflict between them had been brewing for some time, personal and public attacks, including an alleged pepper spray incident, and of course, all the barbs thrown back and forth online. And meanwhile, here is Finley outside, and this is maximum people in Las Vegas walking there on the strip. And his wife, by the way, Tanisha, was also fatally shot, which you might have heard. So Ruiz, who was fairly quickly captured, facing two counts of murder, held without bail. Gee, what a shock, right? He claimed he shot Finley in self-defense after Finley allegedly reached for something in his waistband in an aggressive manner. The problem with that is they have a lot of witnesses on the scene who say no, and he also claimed he shot Tanisha after seeing a shiny black object in her possession, which he believed to be a gun. Well, the worst part about it is apparently it was live-streamed. And I'm not knowing who did that yet and all that. And the police may be, but they haven't apprehended anybody yet. But they're aware. So it really makes you wonder. All right, sort of like the kook in Minneapolis, you know you're going to get caught. What is in your mind? I can't imagine it myself. But there you have it. I was reading about another big online vidiot, as it were. I don't remember if it was X or YouTube or what, but he'd been missing and all that, killed himself, which is very sad. But just a kid too, I think, like 16 years old. In any event, these aren't kids, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it. But it really does make you wonder. Yeah, yes, things that make you go to quote the CNC Music Factory. So, 2 hours of absolutely nothing of import, your requests and whatever's on your mind. And yes, if it comes down to it, I'll just prattle on. But if you want to join in, that would always be a lot of fun. So 888-876-5593. We'll take a break, find out what's going on in the world at large. David Jennings will do the news, and then we'll be back to something close to nothing but different from the night before. Yeah, now I'm quoting Prince. That's right. It's gone really downhill in the last few minutes. All right. Well, we won't be playing Love Hurts, although that was a request. But tomorrow night, maybe. The Everly Brothers version and Roy Orbison while we're at it. Yeah, we'll skip Nazareth. So other than that, well, you know, news of the odd is always good. And there is a lot of it right now as far as that goes. Yeah, it's the season for wildlife, to say the least. Like 6 feet alligators in front of your hotel room. No wonder they say that West Virginia's a lousy place to retire. Yep, that was the scene of the crime. And then we have the story of the snakes. Yes, they're everywhere, to quote Chicken Man. Oh, yeah, it has gone downhill. I'll stop right now on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is the Joe Jeffrey Group. And Joe Jeffrey was in Cleveland, actually. It was Billy Bob and Bourbonnais who wanted to hear that. And that came out in 1969 on King. The album, however, came out on Wand, and so did the successive singles after that. But, yeah, it was re-released on Scepter, of course, owned by Wand and all that kind of stuff. But originally King, you betcha. All right, so we've got Cindy in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's going on tonight, Cindy?
Is a really nice place to live, but I'm just thinking about what's wrong with it here. I guess today Weiss Memorial Hospital, the air conditioner broke, mm-hmm. and all those years they never maintained it.
Well, wait a minute. How do you know that they never maintained it? Are you aware of why it?
They said on WGN News that it was the people who bought the hospital out said that the people who owned it before didn't maintain it.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people are going to say a lot of things, but the bottom line is, of course, air conditioning can and does fail.
But then the other, you know, just it's always something. What it is here, it's like they have to legislate, like make rules, because people have no common sense.
Well, you don't believe that is part and parcel of any particular zip code, do you? I think that's the human condition. You're not going to get away from it. Let me ask you, where would you move where you think you'd find more common sense?
I don't know. I would never move away from here. I just am too old to go. I can't. I mean,
well,
I can't go through.
Well, but again, I think interestingly enough, I don't care who it is, but when people are moving away from an area, very often the very things that they're trying to get away from are the very things they encounter wherever they're going.
My mother said the neighbors are the same all over. I mean, my mother, you know,
human nature does not pertain to any zip code. Of course, that's true.
No, but then the other thing was, I mean, just for example, it's always stuff like there was a senior, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, there was a senior housing, apartment building where they had the rule that the air conditioner couldn't be turned on by a certain date, and we had a heat wave early, it's like, turn it on? I guess Mayor Lightfoot was mayor at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that made all the news, of course. But again, do you think that's just something that occurs in Chicago?
No, but it's just something like that every day here.
Well, where isn't it?
But why? You know, I guess I don't know why people, it's like everything after the fact. After it happens, then they change, then they got to legislate or, like, make more rules so it doesn't happen.
I'm afraid you're discussing the human condition.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, I was thinking, well, they said on WGN the Chicago pools are opening. But the thing about it is, I haven't been to Portage Park, I guess, in 25. Has it been 25 years? Couldn't be the time go there. But then, anyhow, you can't bring your shoes into the pool. You got to leave them by the gate going into the pool. You can't bring. You can't bring your towel, and you got to leave it over the gate. And I'm like, well, what do I do with my keys? And then you think, well, you put them in the locker. But they cut the criminals cut the lockers, the locks. And,
I don't know. I don't know. What are other people doing?
Well, they live in the neighborhood and just walk there. I mean, I'd have to drive to get there.
All right.
But anyhow, I just have silver sneakers with LA Fitness. I could go to that pool. But there's always something where, you got to walk up all the steps after, and I could only swim 2 laps. Now, that's how it's
life is so tough for you, Cindy. Life is always so tough for you, Cindy. Tell me something good about you. What's going on?
Well, I'm going to the pool. It's lovely. I went to Silver Sneak LA Fitness with my silver sneakers, and it was lovely. And I don't know. I mean, that's just where I live, though. It's just always something like that.
Well, you can focus on the bad or the good, and I don't mean to sound Pollyanna-ish about it, but very often you'll overthink something to a degree that's actually laughable, but not for you because it's painful. So that's why I always say you need to join Thinkers Anonymous. But try to find some of the things that are happy rather than the things that are driving you crazy.
Yeah, it's just like I always think of some reason to talk myself out of doing
something. Well, there you go. There you go. So maybe you're the problem.
Yeah, but then the other thing is what happened 3 days ago. It's like, I commit my day to God and, because the religious man on TV said, commit your day to God so you won't have to repent for 10 minutes at the end of the day. So anyhow, so I did that, and I'm doing better. And then there was this news story about the man who picked up his daughter from school. I think it was Molina, Illinois. Did you hear about this story?
Oh, the shooting.
Yeah, it's like always something.
Yeah.
Something like that, I don't know.
Yes. Well, don't focus on it. Decide that you're only going to think about the good things. Try it for a week and see how you feel.
I know
it's a novel concept, but I think you're up to it. Yes. Just reject it. Reject anything that doesn't make you happy. Just try it for a week and report back.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Chicago is a real lovely place.
That's right.
I just want to say everything is like, you know, within like a mile away, you know, where I live, the food.
Well, there you go. See that? Very good. So you can make a list of all the things that you love and report back and let us know.
It's lovely. It really is lovely.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye, Cindy. All right. So there you have it. Yeah. If you want something to complain about, you can always find it relatively easy, actually, too. So 888-876-5593. That takes us to Judy at the Brookfield Zoo. All right, Judy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, every night I wanted to call in and tell you, you are such a dear person. Oh, my goodness. I spoke to you 3 years ago when I was just suffering so bad from losing my husband to brain cancer. And I called you once the next year, and I was feeling a heck of a lot better.
Yeah.
And then I listened to you every night. I just love to hear all the people I love it when you can whip up these music things for people and you can have these fabulous conversations. And I feel bad for that woman, because after you spoke to me, I took all that, I just listened to you, and I just sat down and I haven't thought a bad thought since. I just constantly,
great.
Every day I wake up happy. I tell myself, oh, Judy, you have another beautiful day ahead of you, which I do. And it's all a matter of just keeping yourself on the right track. And you just helped so much. I was crying in such a wreck. But then I decided, boy, all the encouraging words you had for me, I just thought, I can't let that go to waste. I've got to just keep on going. So I just wanted to tell John that I just had to tell you how much I love you. And what a dear, sweet person. You two folks on the radio, you and your husband, you're wonderful. I just love you on WGN.
That's so nice of you to say, but I want you to give yourself a big pat on the back, because you did all the heavy lifting. It's really easy for me to sit here and say something like the things I said to you. It's very hard to then walk that talk. And a lot of people, you know, like poor Cindy here, who just really doesn't always rise to the occasion. You did it. You triumphed. And that's all on you. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you, honey. I won't take any more air time, but I just wanted to finally have the courage to call in again and just say, Raleigh, you're wonderful.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I hope you'll call in more often. Doesn't have to be about anything in particular.
Okay, sweetheart. I'll give you a call in another couple months or something.
I'll look forward to it. Good deal. And again, you're doing wonderfully, and that's all because of you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Take care.
You too. So, that's tough. It's really tough. It's very easy when you're sitting here, you know, removed from it, to say, okay, here's my advice and here's what you might want to do or whatever. But then following through, oh, man, especially when you're just at the depths. And, man, I tell you, losing somebody, especially, you know, brain cancer and all that, you've gone through just all the horrors. And so that's such a, such a horrible time, because on the one hand, there's usually part of you that says, you know, well, there's a relief in that. I don't want to feel guilty for that, you know, no way. And she was there for him when he needed her every step of the way, and now it's her life. And I hope that it is going to be wonderful. Sounds good already. So we'll get to Art in Chicago. Oh, last night's trivia. We'll talk about that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
So, don't be angry and drive me away. I know I was wrong. Please let me stay. Well, I've been a fool, yeah. Oh, do you I know? But I realize now that I love you so. If you will forgive me for causing you this pain, I promise you, my darling, I won't hurt you again. So don't be angry. Please hear what I say. Well, give me a chance, dear. Don't drive me with it. Yeah.
and radio. I'm Raleigh James. And yeah, that was Johnny Goen who asked, will you play that? Of course I will. 1955 on Savoy. Nappy Brown, Don't Be Angry. Wasn't that a big hit? You betcha it was. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And that takes us to Art in Chicago. Hello, Art.
Art?
Yeah, hey. What's up?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Raleigh.
Yes.
By the way, I can hear you fine now, but when I'm on hold, the volume of the program is very low.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't raise it during the commercial break, so you're not supposed to hear it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. No, but even when there wasn't a commercial break, before the commercial break,
really?
The volume stayed the same.
Oh.
It's just maybe my hearing is bad.
Or maybe I'm just not that conscious of the pots, but it should be the same regardless. But I'll try to watch it.
No, it's okay, but right now I can hear you fine.
Good.
But all I wanted to know was, John didn't know the answer. Did you give the answer to your trivia question?
Of course
night?
I did. Yes, absolutely. I gave it on the air. And it's also, you know, you can always go to Raleigh.net, Raleigh.net, and it's there. But what it was, researchers were hired by the Tobacco Institute, and they were not trying to come up with a conclusion that went on. What happened was, at first, when they got the preliminary research, they thought they were onto something very promotable, because the research showed that cigarette smokers thought more than non-smokers, you know, deep thinkers and all that. So lots of positive spins. So they said, go further, dig into this. So the researchers dive into this, and what they discover was that chain smokers are the most likely to be very argumentative at home. So chain smoking was what it was.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so needless to say, you've never heard about this study. I'm sure the Tobacco Institute went far to make sure you didn't.
Of course not. Yeah. Well, I go back to when cigarette advertising was everywhere.
Well, when it was good for you. You know, when I was young, maybe this is really showing my age, but when I was young, they told you to smoke.
Oh, you know. The advertising said it was good for you health-wise.
That's what I mean. Absolutely. Doctors did, too. You know, well, a little anxiety, you might want to consider smoking. Weight problems, you may want to consider smoking. You know, and you look at some of these, even some of these early TV shows where the doctor shows up on call and he's smoking a Camel. You know? So,
yeah, yeah, I remember watching the Johnny Carson show. Johnny would smoke.
Oh, yeah.
He'd hide the cigarette behind the desk. And then Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra would walk on the program, and they'd be smoking up a storm.
Yep.
And there's a classic program where George Goldman was sitting with a cup, and he was a known alcoholic and drinker, and he was looking at Johnny, and Dean Martin was flicking his ashes into his cup.
Oh, that's great.
Classic.
That's great.
It's a classic.
I'll look for that.
Yeah, yeah, and he didn't know, but George Goldman was hilarious, and Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra were sitting there. Can you imagine all those stars on the program with Johnny Carson? Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you know, it's really sad, and Johnny did not discover this until he was moving to Los Angeles, and that's how he wound up owning the show. He was so furious. They did not keep the 2-inch tapes of 90% of those shows from New York.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Most of them are gone.
That's right. And, you know, I realize that that's expensive. But expensive as it is, when you consider what that was, those tapes should have been preserved.
It was classic.
Yeah.
It was part of American history.
I agree. I loved it. And, you know, I mean, I remember when I was young, when it was Steve Allen and then, of course, Jack Parr. But I thought Johnny Carson was made for that show.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
But you go back and remember when Steve Allen?
Yes.
I remember that, too.
Yes, absolutely I remember that. And he was so underrated because he was so good in so many different things, from songwriting to comedy and on down, that he, I don't think he ever really got his due. But that said, and of course Jack Parr was wonderful on it, but man, with Johnny, it just clicked.
Well, that's why he had it so long.
Yes.
Old Steve Allen show, that's where Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet met each other.
Absolutely, yes, and that's a story, too. And I got the news, so call me again soon.
Okay, thanks,
okay, thanks.
Raleigh.
Appreciate
Good
it.
Night.
All right, so we'll find out what's going on right after this on WGN Radio.
Oh, some find true happiness in dreams their whole life through. Yes, dreams can be beautiful, darling. And my dreams are filled with you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. The Five Keys, Dream On, 1959 on King, and that's the first of Jimmy P's six-pack. And we'll maybe get to them all tonight. And if for some reason we don't, well, we'll get the rest of them tomorrow night. All right, so now, Mary Ellen and Oak Lawn, welcome back to WGN Radio. Mary Ellen, are you still with us? No, we lost Mary Ellen. It says on it, she wants to know the spelling for the French song that I figured out a while back. Okay, that was the Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg record, the 1969 or so, maybe mid-60s, I don't know, six. But it was Je t'aime moi non plus. And yeah, if you're listening, Mary Ellen, capital J, little E, then T apostrophe A-I-M-E, then M-O-I, then N-O-N, then plus. And that's all it is. It's French for I love you, me neither. And Serge Gainsbourg wrote it. And then the actress Jane Birkin was the duet on it in the English version. And I think it was written for Brigitte Bardot and in the earlier 60s, I think 67 or so. And then that came out in 69 here in the States and probably everywhere else. I don't know. But that's the deal, Mary Ellen. Now you know. So Dee Dee in Milwaukee, welcome back to WGN Radio. No. Tell me no. Are you there, Dee Dee? This can't be happening again because I'm not even in the same studio where the phones went bad before. So let me see if we can hear Fran from Austin. Are you there, Fran?
I am here.
Thank God. All right. I have never been happier to hear anybody in my life. Okay, good. Good, 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 good. How you feeling?
I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm very depressed and trying not to be anxious. And, you know, because every time I hear my heart or feel my heart do a little fluttery thing, I'm...
No, don't.
And I can't do that because I know that that's counterproductive. I understand that. And I'm not quite as much of one as poor Cindy, but, you know, I do have anxiety. I am one of those what if type people. And I've learned, you know, ways to cope with that over the years.
Oh, absolutely. But let me tell you something. Yeah. With regard to your heart, it's usually the things that you're not feeling that could be problematic. So,
exactly right. Because, I was feeling fine.
That's exactly right. So when you're feeling little flutters or whatever, being the autoimmune queen, of course, I know what it's like to have that feeling of missing heartbeats nonstop and having that little cough that's more like a bark when it happens each time. And, I'll go into it. And it worries Johnson. Like, do not worry. This is been going on since I've been 10. You know, I'm still here.
Yeah.
But
I know. I go from the bed to the bathroom and come back, and I'm like, I just felt like I did a, marathon.
Well, and that tiredness. Are you on blood pressure meds?
I'm not now. I'm on blood. They took me off the blood pressure meds I was on. I'm on blood thinners.
Oh, that's interesting. Sometimes the fatigue...
Because of the stint in my heart.
Oh, right, exactly. So. They don't want clots, obviously. And when they went through the balloon thing.
Say, Gary? Gary said he said I might have some blood, but I know the one blood pressure medicine I was on, they took me off. They gave me this. Yeah. Okay, take these. You know,
right.
And then
I
have the. Fortunately, we have the script talk, which is great. So, you know, it can tell us any warnings and anything about the medications. It's like, you know, for many years, I didn't know that I was taking a medication I wasn't supposed to eat grapefruit with, which is not a big deal because I hate grapefruit anyway.
Right.
But
was that like an MAO inhibitor or something? But the bottom line is that fatigue is very often a common side effect in a lot of different medications. So that's the, and of course, you know, you don't want to have continuing fatigue because sure it can, be related to heart conditions and all that, but they wouldn't have let you out of the hospital if they didn't think you were stable.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel bad for having Gary wait on me, and the physical therapist today, if he loves you and he wants to wait on you, let him do it.
Well, and if it were reversed, you would do it for him.
That's different.
Well, see, exactly, yes, except it's not. Yeah, so.
I know it's not, but it's, you know. Right. And, you know, he's even said he'd do it for, but the thing that's really, you know, it's, I feel like, this diet. I told, you know, John, I want to complain about.
Well, all right. What they're really wanting you to do, it's very simple, is not eat the sugar. I always say it's simple. Anything you like, you can't have. But
yeah.
And I know that.
There's a song out, actually. I wish I knew who did it. It's called If You Dig It, Don't Do It.
Right. Well, that's, yeah, exactly. So, but the bottom line to it is they don't want you eating the added sugars. The sugars, the fats, and the carbs are really, really the thing for the most part. And, you know, if you're like me, you don't like fruit, but there are probably some fruits you're willing to make friends with. And there are probably some decent vegetables you can have. And there are a lot of whole grains you can have, including some rice things that are, you know, that way. And so you can actually modify that diet to the things you're willing to eat.
Yeah, I like vegetables, but only if they have a lot of butter or salad dressing or.
Yeah, but right, exactly. Well, you know, I'll tell you what,
And I'm depressed because I feel like I'm having to give up everything I like.
Right, exactly. And that's.
And here I am, 70 years old, almost 70 years old. You know, I would like to enjoy what's left of my years. And it just seems like everything in my life is garbage right now.
The deal is moderation more than anything. You know, nobody's going to have a rigid diet that they're going to stick to continually. It's not going to happen. So
yeah.
What?
I mean, I tried to do the diabetic diet, and I lasted for about a month and a half.
And I've seen what's on that diet. I'm not sure it's what I'd advise anyway. But I'm no doctor, so you don't want to trust me for anything. I'm a woman today who had lunch at Taco Bell. So you know,
yeah.
I'll throw caution to the wind.
Yourself,
obviously,
I've heard you say many times. So you know, you eat like a 9-year-old whose parents are gone for the weekend.
It's absolutely true. It's 100% true. But
I hate to cook, and all this healthy crud you got to cook.
Right. Well, some of it you do, and I did make that deal with the fire department. I don't cook, they don't come, and we're both very happy.
Yeah.
But you know, again, you have to kind of be a detective on this to come up with things that you do like eating, and they are there. It's just a question of finding them. For instance, when you talk about the vegetables and you don't, you know, you want the butter, yeah, or the salad dressing, understood fully. The deal is there's also a lot of different spices that are pretty damn good that we don't normally think about. And so you can start experimenting with that. And I know they'll say, well, you don't want too much salt, you know, please.
Yeah.
And on it goes. But I would say the big thing is to just do things in moderation and look at it in terms of what is it on that diet you like. Like there's always a lot of fish on that diet. Do you like any fish?
I love fish.
Well, there you go. All right.
Don't know how to cook it worth a darn, but
well,
I love it.
right, exactly. But so there's what I don't think those are good. John just handed me organic snack crackers. No, flaky, buttery texture. I looked at this before. What John thinks he's willing to eat and what's good for him are so much two different things. Did you read these ingredients? Do not offer Fran that.
It's all organic.
It's all organic. Yes, so is arsenic. All right, so now... yeah.
That's mineral.
Yeah, that's a mineral. All right. Yeah. All right. So, so yeah, some of it's portion size, for instance, you know, you don't want to go on a bender and as far as that goes. So it's really
right now I'd kill for a Whataburger.
Oh, I know. And you can have them in a place where they're good. They're not as good here. But see, that's the thing. I think it's perfectly fine to cheat once in a while. You might have, you know, one day where there's a cheat meal, and if it's a Whataburger and French fries, so you eat it. You know, I don't think you'll stick to something nonstop that you're not willing to eat.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I've never been. I've had weight problems off and on all my life, and you know, when I found out I was diabetic, I went and lost 100 pounds.
Congratulations. That's no small
thing.
Yeah,
and I have not put all of that back, and that was well over 10 years ago.
Congratulations.
I put some of it back, of course.
Well,
but you know,
and that's
okay. I've already done this much. God, leave me something in my life.
Right, exactly. And but I think you're going to find there are some things that you do like. on the list. It's just a question of finding them. And so, and again, realizing that you're not going to go whole hog and never eat something, you never have a Whataburger again. No, that's ridiculous. You will have a Whataburger again. You're just not going to have one every day.
Yeah.
You know? So, since you like fish, there's so many different things that you can do with fish. And shellfish, too. You know, nothing like some shrimp. That can be good.
Fried. Oops.
Well, I'm not. No, I'll tell you what. You take it, and there are some. There are a number of whole grain rices that are really good that you can put some seasoning in and have, like, a shrimp and rice casserole. You know, there are things like that. You just have to think of them. But just keep in mind the bad thing. We talked about this before. I know. Don't have that donut. You don't put sugar with fat together. And if you put sugar, fat, and you know, carbs together, well, that's the e-ticket to problems.
I know.
But you'll find something else you like to. You know, there are some crackers that actually were good for John that I got, and one by one these companies stopped making them, and I don't know what it is, but yeah, that just happened to the third one that I saw. I'm on the hunt for more. Smoked salmon. I'm not talking about like yes, exactly. And I'm not talking about like lox, you know, things that are heavily salted. I'm talking about, you know, truly smoked salmon can be very good. And you like it. You see, that's the thing. You absolutely like it. Now, I'm not saying slather it on a bagel with cream cheese, but...
Yeah.
But
I'm not even saying there's nothing healthy I like. I'm just saying, you know...
Well, don't look at it like you'll never have it again. Just don't look at it that way, because that's just not true. Everything in moderation.
Gary used to say, yeah, everything in moderation, including moderation.
Well, right, yeah, yeah. And believe me, I understand that too, absolutely. But you know, you can make a list of the things that are really good for you that you're willing to eat, even if you don't love them. You can make a list of the things that are good for you that you actually like eating, and then you can make a list of what you're going to cheat with.
Okay.
But don't do it every day. You know, that's the deal. You know.
Yeah.
So,
it's like, I don't even want to eat if I can't have what I want. And I'm like, you're being a little brat.
Well, no, but, well, actually, I relate to that. That's why sometimes I dip below 100 pounds. If I don't like it, I'll just not eat. You know?
Yeah, that's just me. If I don't like it, I won't eat it.
Well,
like, they gave me scrambled eggs with no salt or anything on them. I'm like, I can't eat this.
Yeah. It was, exactly.
You know, give me a slab of wet paper on a plate.
Ah!
Might taste better.
But you can come up with things. And like I say, moderation. I'm not saying never have salt. And there might be some salt substitutes. I haven't really investigated too many lately that may be all right. But, there's a world of spices out there that people don't normally use. A lot of the Indian stuff and all that, some of which are very good.
Yeah, one thing I like lemon pepper on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, the problem.
I don't think that's got salt in it.
Not
sure.
The problem with the lemon pepper spices has got a lot of crap in it. When you buy spices, it's better to buy them when they're just the spice, not a combination. If you look at the ingredients on lemon pepper, you'll be surprised. Lemon and pepper are there, but so are seven other things.
Yeah. Because if I start looking at ingredients on things, I won't even be able to eat anything.
Again, it's not that you're not going to eat it. You're just going to have lists of what is better than something else. And sometimes substitutes will work, and other times they won't. You know, it pays to be aware. I know it's terrible to do, but become a label reader.
Yeah.
I know. But you know,
if I don't know what's in it, then I can have it.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the road to hell. But
I know.
But you know, like some breads are better than other breads for some people, and some things will be good for you that wouldn't be good for the next guy. Now that's another thing too. All this idea that the same thing is the right thing for everybody—that's hogwash. You know, some people do much better with sourdough bread than they do with whole wheat bread.
I do. Yeah.
Well, you do because you like it. Yeah.
I can't get good sourdough bread in Texas. But.
Well, no, I know because you've been to San Francisco. No, you're ruined.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely, you're ruined. And the other thing is, how dare they serve me sourdough bread and they have salted butter? No, this is unsalted butter only. But
unsalted. So. butter?
That's the way sourdough bread used to first be served. When I used to, in San Francisco, when I go to like Top of the Mark, the Mark Hopkins, and they'd have the sourdough rolls that were so nice, always unsalted butter. And, yeah.
That must be, because I know now that I think about it, there was something different about the butter. I just didn't realize
that. It was unsalted.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was good. It was good. So, yeah. And and you'll find, if you look at a lot of different sourdoughs, some of them, even in Texas, will be tolerable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I found some that I can eat. It's just, I know I'm not going to get the, but I'd rather eat that than whole wheat bread.
Well, and but like I say, for some people, it's a very good choice. So there you go. Yeah, because, you know, you're unique and so is your body. So don't think this is the list and this is what I'm stuck with, because it's not.
And since I don't always do what the doctors say anyway.
Well, we're aware of that. But yeah, no, but I mean, apart from that, truly, for your own health, you'll find out what works for you. Now, this is interesting because we have Elizabeth, who we're going to bring on here in Rock Falls in a moment, because she has some tips for you. I can't wait to hear this. You remember Elizabeth and Mr. Chubbs. Don't go away, and don't go away, Elizabeth. So Fran and Elizabeth will chat here in a moment right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm going to forgo the bumper because we're going to have it coming up on the news in about 3 minutes. So I do want to bring in Elizabeth, and Fran is on the line as well. So Elizabeth, you with us?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Fran. You know, when I get really fatigued and I can't drag myself around, many times it's because I'm not drinking enough water.
I've been doing that. It's because I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
In this case, so.
Yeah, but you're
right. I do have a big glass of water by my bedside, and I'm, you know, the only thing is I don't want to have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you want to drink it earlier in the day. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But Elizabeth, you're right. For anybody else,
absolutely right.
Yeah,
sure.
And most of us are dehydrated to one degree or another. I'm just as guilty. So yeah, good advice, Elizabeth. Thank you for that.
Thank
I had one more comment. When my husband had a transplant, he got diabetes afterwards. And the dietitian came in and told him what he could have and what he couldn't have. And he said, well, I have to have a donut every morning. It's an anti-anxiety pill. And she said, no, you can't have that. He said, this isn't going to work at all then. I'm sorry.
That sounds like me. It's like, why didn't the heart attack just take me?
Yeah.
I can't eat what I want.
So Elizabeth, did your husband continue with the donuts?
Yes, he did. He did.
All
and
right.
He lived for another 12 years.
There you go.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, it was downright medicinal then. All right. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, I don't think we're being good role models for Fran here, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Like fish, Fran, you can get a big hunk of salmon.
Yeah.
On a dish.
Thank you.
And spread lemon juice over it. It's really easy.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Appreciate the call. All right. So, I don't advise the diet, the donut every morning diet, but, that's my challenge for you. I want you to come up with a list of things on the list that you actually like to eat.
There's one thing that I will not give up. I don't care what they say, and that's coffee.
I don't see a problem with that at all. No, seriously, I don't see any problem with that.
Not decaf either.
No.
No sense decaf.
No, you don't want to drink that too close to bedtime, and you know why. So,
well, of course not.
Right.
No.
So, and you've been drinking it long enough.
Can't get up in the morning. You know.
All right. I think we've just ended the hour, so call me again soon.
Okay.
Okay, thanks
a lot, Rob.
Yeah, and we'll find out what's going on with the world at large and get back to it right here on WGN Radio. James. Yeah, 1960, The Pentagons, To Be Loved. What a great record. San Bernardino on the Fleet label originally and then on the Donna label. And just a wonderful song. Two sets of brothers in that from San Bernardino. And they originally had been on Specialty, then went through some member changes. It wound up being Joe Jones and his brother Odie. And the Goodloes, Kenneth and Ted Goodloe. So that was it. And great stuff, but really it came down to Be Loved. And right. And I wonder was a great record too. But anyway, that's the second of Jimmy P's six pack, and happy to play it. So 888-876-5593. John in Covington, what's up tonight?
Hey, Raleigh. I have several things, but I'll make them quick. First of all, the gentleman that called about the Tonight Show,
yeah,
that particular episode, it did not have Frank Sinatra on it. It had Bob Hope, Dean Martin, George Gobel. Just type in Tonight Show 1969, Dean Martin. It'll pop right up.
All right. Okay. I'll look for that. But, you know, it's interesting you say Bob Hope, because that was the one guest that Carson just hated.
Oh, I know. And this is how rude he was, in my opinion anyway. There'd be a kid, when I say a kid, a young person they finally got a break to do their stand-up on Johnny Carson's show. And lo and behold, every time, here Bob Hope comes and thanks for the memory. And the kid doesn't get it. Because of Bob Hope, oh my God, he doesn't get his break because of Bob Hope. Bob Hope had more money than God.
Interesting.
Well, anyway, so that and, type in, do you like Groucho Marx?
Sure. You know, You Bet Your Life and all that and all that. So, yeah.
Type in you Bet Your Life and then type in Crazy Eyes.
Okay.
And, you'll laugh.
Okay.
Anyway, and then.
Okay. I will look at that. You know, I actually wound up in his house an awful lot, not while he was there. It was later rented out by one of my closest friends, and I remember every time I'd go there, I'd be saying, well, is it the ghost of Groucho still here? But he had pretty good taste. It was a nice house.
Oh, I'll bet. Okay, so let's see. The third thing is, I don't know, it's kind of like I listen to you so often, and I don't try to get too personal, but what's your favorite color?
I don't have a favorite color.
Really?
No.
You can have mine. It's navy blue.
Okay, very good. Like Diane Renee, right. Blue, navy blue. No, I actually don't have a favorite color. I think it depends on, what it's on, whether you're talking about certain articles of clothing or car colors or the color of your wall or your furniture. Everything's different.
Yeah. And then, the last thing is, I want everyone to know, don't think radio's dead, because what I'm going to tell you, the pathos, you and Scotty were having a conversation, and it made the hair on my arm stand up. He's at the end of the conversation, he said, and I quote, you know, Raleigh, God loved you very, very much. And your reply was, You too. And you could just feel there was a connection there. And I don't mean to make you cry or anything like that, but he was quite a guy.
Oh,
and
yeah, we miss Scotty.
You handled that so well. Mm. If there's anybody I'd like to get stuck in an elevator with for like 2 hours with no fun and games physically involved, just to talk for 2 hours, it'd be Raleigh James.
I don't know.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I'd probably be trying to figure out, does the radio work in the elevator? Yeah. In some, it does, actually. So 888-876-5593. Eduardo in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh. Well, it looks like the cup is retired for a while.
Well, and close to you, too, I'm sorry to say.
I know. Sunrise. Yeah, two years in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Broward County gets it again. Oh, well. All right.
Yeah. I got to talk about, I thought this story was pretty interesting. This came in at DW News I mentioned before. This German journalist, Jens Klein, he founded Cafe Cavallo, if I pronounce that right. So he went to Nicaragua in 2014, and they started selling coffee from there to Hamburg.
Okay.
It takes 4 months for that to get there.
Well, how is it coming?
By sailboat.
All right, by sailboat.
Yeah.
All right, so
by sailboat.
I see. So we're going for a sustainable trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so, Cafe Caballero.
Okay, so that's a cooperative, and this has been going on for a while as far as that goes. And I would assume, given that it's part of fair trade coffee, which seems to be a big item for some people. I don't know. I don't drink the stuff, so couldn't tell you much.
Yeah, so they got 250 families. So, I mean, it's they're helping out people, too, so...
Well, good for them. You know, I mean,
when
it comes down to it, it's very nice when somebody does something that that is independent and sustainable for themselves. You know, most of us are, when it comes to food especially, you know, man, the grocery store's closed. We're hungry. We're so far from being self-sufficient at anything these days. The way we survive is money buys it, whatever it is. Well, what if tomorrow there wasn't any? I don't know about you, but I'd be up the creek.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't think I could fend for myself.
No, but this is nice that there's teamwork here going on to get this out.
It's great.
Yeah, pretty neat story, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd like to see more people doing that. And you hope that no one's going to come and try to shut them down.
Right, right. Yeah, very nice story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I look forward to this.
Well, good. All right.
I got an email from, what is it, the library associate, and this time, because I didn't do this before, so I did a little research and I got the human resources, so I'm trying to get an interview set up for that
good
position. So I should have done it the first time I saw the email, but I was kind of like sat back and well, they're gonna call them, but you know, they never did. So this time I got a number, and so I left a message. They didn't answer, but at least I got a phone number and left a message, so you know, stay with us, see what happens.
Well, keep me posted. You betcha.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. I'll let you get to the next call.
Thanks
I'll
for
call
calling
back later.
I hope so.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So good deal. Yeah, I'm always impressed at people who can come up with businesses that are good deals all the way around for them and for everybody involved. And yeah, you wonder with the world, are we getting more toward having to return to that? You know, you hear more and more about people who are moving back in with their parents. In many cases in their 30s and their 40s or whatever. And there's a lot of comment on it socially. And the reality is that used to be the norm as far as extended families together, and are we going to get back to that as time goes on? Who knows? I have no idea. All I know is I guarantee you I could not survive if money couldn't buy it, whether it's food or transportation or whatever. Yeah, I I would be in trouble if I had to try and grow it myself, for instance. All right, so we'll get to James on the South Side. There's room for you too. 888-876-5593. Another one of Jimmy P's six pack is coming up on WGN Radio. FM Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, the Spaniels. Gotta love the Spaniels on VJ, of course, 1957, I Lost You, and that was one of Jimmy P's as well. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jim is in Richmond. Got some updates for me, Jim?
Oh, yes, and some questions. Number one, my brother is going nuts at the hospital with my sister. Oh. All the doctors want her to go to rehab, you know, upstairs in the hospital. And he's going crazy because they talked to him a few days ago and with this social worker said the insurance will cover it. And then yesterday they tell him that this insurance is not going to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then now he's got the doctors writing letters. And he's got everyone is telling him that she's not going to make it if she goes home now.
Mm-hmm.
She needs the rehab
mm-hmm.
because of the extensive rehab because she's not going to mm-hmm. exist on her own, you know.
You the other night said to me that she's on Medicare Advantage. And one of the downsides of Advantage is this is managed care. I mean, the nice thing about it is there's no extra payment and they take care of anything, but they've got rules and regs about what they will and will not do. And it may be the case that they won't cover it.
Right. And that's what the doctors are helping them out with.
Well, and, you know, I don't know what the process will be in terms of an appeal. That's what you're talking about here. Apparently it's been turned
right.
down and they want to do an appeal. That
right.
could come either way, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And then with my grandson, we talked on
yeah.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's when I said I was over the moon.
Right.
I talked on Father's Day, and he's 15 months old,
uh-huh.
but he's behind, and he's, you know, not at the right height and weight and stuff,
mm-hmm.
And they are attributing that to having to wear that styrofoam helmet for 9 months.
Maybe, yeah.
So that's his update.
Yeah, and you know, time will tell. Kids sometimes catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, I don't know what they would have done if it was me. I did not say anything other than, for 2.5 years. Never spoke a syllable. And, boy, I haven't stopped since, have I? So, but, you know, you just don't know. And so we'll
right.
see where he goes with that and wish him the best, of course.
Right. And then here's the thing that we talked about, my son and I, and then I'm hearing it every time you go to the doctor, no matter if I go to the eye doctor, if I go to the primary doctor, they always go to you and say, have you been depressed?
Oh, I know.
And are you thinking about suicide?
I know. The answer to that, as far as I'm concerned, is always no.
Right. But what I'm saying is they went to the pediatrician and the and then they asked my son and his wife, are you guys depressed?
Right, of course.
Are you guys thinking of suicide? And is this something that the healthcare is trying to weed out or something?
No, in many cases, certainly for people who are Medicare age, there's a survey that the doctor's actually paid to take. And so you'll get thrown that thing every year or so, and they get a little reimbursement for that. But, you know, is there anything to it beyond that? I don't know, but I would say be very careful when you are admitting anything to somebody.
Right, because one day I mistakenly said that I can't losing my eyesight.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think? Wouldn't you be depressed? You know, and then I go, I should shut up.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And so.
I agree.
But I was just curious if other people.
Yeah.
Where they ask them.
Yeah. It's commonplace. You
right.
also, you also get a lot of pediatricians who will ask if there's any guns in the house.
Yeah. There's no problem with that.
Well, regardless if there is or not, some people find that to be a
right.
very invasive question.
Right.
So, absolutely. You control what you say.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what's going on here.
Mm.
And I won't say anything more because about tonight, but I will let you go. And I thank you for all the stuff that you do for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, in spite of it all, you're sounding pretty good.
Right. I'm just worried. I just like you tell Cindy not to think, everyone tells me not to worry because I worry about everybody.
Yeah, and I can understand that, but unfortunately in this case it's out of your hands.
Right.
So it's harming you and it's not helping them.
Right.
You know, but I understand it. It's natural, and especially when you're up against something like insurance going one way and doctors advising another or whatever. But it's things that people have to think about before they decide what policies they're going to go.
Right. Okie doke.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Have a great evening.
All right. You too. Yeah, some things that sound like they're a real bargain are a real bargain until you have a problem. And then for other people, it's a godsend. So I'm not saying one size fits all, again, as far as that goes. I'm not here to beat the drum in any direction. I'm just saying that far too many people are unaware of what's involved in their choice. And I would just like to think that everybody was able to be very aware of the ups and the downs of any decision that they're making that might be health-related and then decide for themselves. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Oh, James on the South Side has requests, and we haven't even played about five of his, but we'll find out what they are. And if it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. We got a half hour to talk. Otherwise, I'll probably find more stories about snakes. There, that's right. Yes, the problem, and that, you know, it's hot out. Well, the snakes, and you'd think a cold-blooded animal, why do they care? But apparently, according to much of the news of the weird, there are a number of snake stories in summer, especially. Then we've got O'Hare. Last May, finally came to light. A DoorDash driver made it past security onto the tarmac, driving a distance before he was stopped by airport personnel. Right. And he stopped near a grounded aircraft, showed his receipt. That's right. He said, well, I'm just delivering. He was released without any citations. The security employee at the gate was relieved of her duties. Yeah, exactly why she thought it was. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go to the plane. All right. So it's always something. And we've got several others, including livestock competitions in London. Yeah, I think I just heard that actually on not this particular story, but something where there is a goat contest. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and hear that again on WGN Radio.
Bow, bow, bow.
Summertime, summertime, bow. Summer, summer, summertime. Bow. Summertime, summertime, bow. Summertime, summertime,
summertime. Summertime, and the living is easy. Here's your job.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. The Marcells, yes, Pittsburgh's own. Yeah, where else? 1961 on Colpix, their version of Summertime, and it was on a Jimmy P's six-pack. And we've got two more to go on that, which we'll play tomorrow night. I think the final bumper will belong to James, who wanted Straight and Fly Right. All right, so Ken in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Long time no call.
Yeah, what you been doing?
Helping out a brother who's just finishing up his chemo.
Oh man! Well,
I could talk about that. 50 years they haven't done it.
Oh man! Well, bless you for being there for him.
Oh yeah, I got. Let's see. You're talking about the doctor. When I go to the doctor, there's four questions they ask me. Either if it's a nurse, a doctor, or a psychiatrist. First one is, are you in pain? I said, only financially.
Yeah, I like that.
The second one is, have you been to the emergency room in the last 7 days? I go, no. Do I look that bad?
Yeah, really?
Okay. And the third one is, are you depressed? I go, only when I receive your letter in the mail,
right.
The bill.
Right.
And then the psychiatrist asked me, are you still contemplating suicide?
Still?
I go, funny you should ask me that. I said, I thought about that long and hard, and I come to the conclusion there's no future in it.
Yes, yeah.
and the last one is the serious one. Forget about colonoscopies. Get the ColoGuard. It's 95% effective.
Yeah.
If you get a colonoscopy and if you get to use the ColoGuard and comes up positive, then do the colonoscopy.
Yep.
It's a lot. It's not. You don't have to take the liquid and stuff. It's 95% effective. It's a prescription, though, and I think it's not cheap. I would go with ColoGuard.
Right, and almost every insurance carrier covers it.
Right. Yeah. Why go through all that drink? Because, like my brother, twice. You don't clean that colon out,
you've got
to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. ColoGuard is wonderful because a number of people are just, I never would do the colonoscopies. I always said, I'm sorry. I always said, I'm sorry, that's a one-way orifice. The deal is, though, that, obviously it can save lives, but many people are not, for a lot of, all kidding aside, for a lot of reasons, some people don't want something that is that invasive, and I understand that. ColoGuard is a great choice. And
if ColoGuard comes out positive, then I'll do the colonoscopy.
Then you got another issue. You're right. And yes, there are false negatives, but in life there's a risk at everything. And so
if you have stomach problems, there's endoscopy where they go from the top.
Endoscopy. Yes. Yes.
You got to have that done. If you have acid reflux, they got to go from that too.
Well, there's a lot of people who are now have perfected a technique where it actually goes through the nose, and
no kidding.
Yeah, that works really well. A doctor in New York kind of refined this years ago. I should look up his name and let you know. But yeah, there are options to that as well.
Right. Well, I just want to throw in those few.
Well, yeah, no, you're 100% right about that. And fortunately, a lot of doctors are on board with that now, and they are telling patients who are just saying no to colonoscopies, well, ColoGuard is an option. Yep.
Yeah, ColoGuard. Yeah, I didn't know. I got to find out if my Medicare covers it.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does. Now,
if it doesn't, I think it's $250.
No, but it does cover it. Medicare covers it. There is a period of time. You have to do it, like, whatever it is, more than 2 years. I don't remember the figure. Maybe it's more than three. But whatever it is, they've got a time where they won't do two within a brief period of time. But they will cover it. Guarantee it.
Now, here's what I'm looking into, and you probably know about for depression, there's TMS. It's a transcranial magnetic stimulation in the brain, and they also came out, and I was, 10 years ago, I was asked to do the study of this. They got a nasal spray for depression.
Okay.
And it might be ketamine, I'm not sure, but it's a nasal spray for depression. So I would probably go that route. I haven't looked any further how often you got to do it, blah, blah, blah. The first question, I don't ask, well, what is it? I ask, does my insurance covers it.
Well, they probably do on TMS. It's been gaining a lot of
ketamine. They do not cover.
Well, right, and the reason for that is because it's off label, and that's one of the problems.
There
are so many drugs that are used for different purposes.
It was an anesthetic.
Right, and so it's off label, and they're saying we don't do off label. That's how that happens. But
FDR approved the nasal spray. I mean, it's got to work because if I'm painting or using solvents, I'll get dizzy and a headache right away. So you're going through your nose. People do drugs, so it goes straight to your brain. So that's a possibility to look into.
Well, there you go. All right, thanks for calling.
It's either that or chamomile tea.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's low dose for sure in terms of effectiveness, but for some people it's a help.
Some people help. Okay, take care.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, and the TMS does not have too many reported side effects. I think there's a risk of seizures, but it's like 1 in 80,000 or something. It's a very, very low risk, and it's non-invasive. And like I say, most insurance companies, I think do carry it. But now, if they're going to do TMS for something like chronic pain or for tinnitus, that's off-label. And so that's probably not going to get covered. So, and it's new, to say the least, and we'll see more on it as time goes on. 888-876-5593. We have James, and James has requests. Now, James, as you probably know, I'm backed up with requests on you, and we're going to play your Straighten Up and Fly Right, but we also have Let's Fall in Love, James Blunt, Monster, Luther Vandross, Dance with My Father, and Johnny Mathis, Wonderful, Wonderful. You want to add to this?
Yes, I want to add a couple of Patsy Cline ones.
Oh, God help me. All right, what? What?
Okay, this one would be San Antonio Rose.
Okay.
And the next one is three cigarettes in a case, or something like three cigarettes in a case.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of the lesser ones.
Well, yeah, but it's been around. I know the record, and I think I have it here. So, it's three cigarettes in an ashtray, I think, but yeah.
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 I would have gone with the wedding, of ceremony, a wedding, and then I said, no, I won't put that many on. I'll leave that for next week.
Yeah, three cigarettes in an ashtray was a single in 57. It was on Decca. So, I'm pretty sure it's sitting right here. All right.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I don't know if you, there was a story about where Chiquita supposedly fired all their staff down in Panama.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to look into that.
All right.
And about snakes, and I think it was in Singapore where a woman was like tending to a garden. She went to check something. No, the villagers didn't know where she went. And then they went looking. And unfortunately, let's put it this way.
They found her because it was the shape in the snake. Yeah, right, exactly. They could tell it was her. Yes. Yes. And by the way, on the Chiquita story, and they did fire a lot of people, do you realize why they did?
I couldn't get my phone to act right.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well, see, that's the thing. Unjustified abandonment of work. Basically, they were on strike. They just didn't come to work, and the company was losing a fortune, so they said, you're fired. And that's how that happened. And that's been going on a while. So this is not totally unusual. But apparently you have administrative staff that are also fleeing the country. And I don't know what's going to happen to that. I think they had 6,500 and 5,000 are gone. And, I don't know that much about Chiquita and where else they're growing growing bananas. But
I think Costa Rica.
Well,
because the funny thing, I noticed like in the store in Jewel, there was one week where they went like where they had virtually no bananas.
All right. Yes. Yes, we have no bananas. I believe we've played that. The deal is, unfortunately for these workers, the government didn't back them. The Panamanian president said the strike was illegal and illegitimate. So it isn't that the company just came in and said, we don't recognize you. Basically, the state didn't either. And so this has been going on since April.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I'll look it up. I'm over at Costa Rica, but I think they're in a number of other places as well. So,
Oh, and let's see. One other thing. Yeah, I get those greetings. Say, are you feeling okay? How's your pain? I say, I am one of those who, okay, you have to drag it out of me to even take a Tylenol.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I just say, when you have the sciatica, sure, it's like a numbness and some sort, but most times, I don't even want to take that gabapentin.
Yeah, so absolutely. And then you talk about something that's widely used off label. That's number one with a bullet. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they like say, And I got to tell you about, well, but I might save that for next week, about all these strange, I've said that all the spam calls I get, I would be glad if for once, every time I got a spam call, there was like a can of spam.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks, James.
Okay. You take care.
All right. Bye. So Chiquita is also operating in Honduras, Panama, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Ecuador, Colombia, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Peru, largely. And they obviously other places as well, but that's their big footprint. And their headquarters are in the good old U.S. of A. So they're, all right, North American headquarters anyway. I think actually all of their headquarters. I don't know. So 888-876-5593. We'll see what's going on. And then we'll get back to Karen and Ruth and Naoto and maybe you on WGN Radio. Well, there we are.
Buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and of course, that's the King Cole Trio, 1944 on Columbia, their version of Straighten Up and Fly Right, and a wonderful one it was. Yeah, it gets even better with age. Karen in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio. We lost Karen? Oh, Karen, I'm so sorry. Call me tomorrow night, and sorry I'm so long-winded. Oh, I did find out, by the way, Chiquita is headquartered in Switzerland. However, the banana division is in Dania Beach, Florida. It was in Charlotte, but they moved to Dania Beach. But the company itself, it's United Fruit, and that's now in Switzerland. For a while, Carl Lindner actually headed it, but that's been several years. Naoto in Japan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I wanted to request a song by Aerosmith.
Uh-huh.
Love Child.
What do you mean?
Do you know the song by Aerosmith called Love Child? I think you like the song.
I don't know.
Oh, Love Child.
You're talking about Aerosmith, Last Child?
Right.
Yeah, all right. Aerosmith did Last Child. I can play that for you tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be happy to. Don't have to twist my arm. I like it. All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Naoto. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last Child, Aerosmith, 1976. Yeah, for whatever reason, probably because it has a backbeat, in 1976. I love that song. And I put it on KJ, and, you know, it comes up in between doo-wop from the mid-50s, and there's Last Child. But, Steven Tyler wrote it, and I thought it was great. Can't name another Aerosmith record I like, but Last Child is certainly a big one with me. So I think Ruth and Gurney is going to close it out tonight. How are you doing, Ruth?
Hi, Raleigh. Good evening. Thank you. I'm going to go with two, but the first one, and if we have enough time for the second one, we'll do that. The store tune that I have has been raising their prices over $45 in the last, well, say, 5 to 6 years. And I've heard this from other people, too. They just keep raising the prices on this little $10. And I don't accept these excuses that the taxes are going up. This has been going on for ever since I got it. It just keep raising the prices. They don't pay that much taxes on a storage unit. I know somebody in a rural area that has 6 acres, mm-hmm. and their taxes with a house is $349 a year. So how much taxes could they be paying on a tin box? Anyway, what I did was I told them, I said, well, I'm just going to take my donation that I do monthly for Israel, and I'm going to deduct it from them, and the onus is on you. But then I decided that I would not send in the $100 to a fire department that put out a request for donations for their equipment and, you know, things like that. I'm not going to name which fire department. However, I decided that I would take the $100 and spend it on myself, and that's exactly what I did.
Good. What'd you buy?
Some new clothes. I bought some tops. I bought 4 tops.
Okay.
Shirts, long sleeve shirts that say Paris on them, and I bought another Paris long sleeve shirt. And what else did I buy in clothing? A Celtic vest and a top.
Mm-hmm.
From a high-end catalog, and they had sales going on, and I got 30% off, you know, so I got real close to 100.
All right.
A Ben Franklin. So that's what I did, but not to slight where I want the donation to go, but I want to teach people who think money grows on trees and they're addicted. By the way, Chiquita, of my hundreds of premonitions years and years ago, one was not to put the little emblem on the banana on my youngest son's forehead. Don't put what? That banana.
What would possess you to put a banana sticker on him in the first place?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think about your question, but only Raleigh James would come up with that question. I didn't do it. So that's all I knew, and I had no reason to know why they wouldn't say this premonition-wise, don't do that. I don't know. For like kids have these sticker books and things and all these stickers and stuff. And so, I don't know, somebody else has done it sometime, but I was given, don't do it. Now, next to my next thing, this is from the other side of yesterday. I wanted to find out, as I'd ask you, about the parade on Saturday
for
the Army.
And they did, by the way. They did. Gary Owen, they did.
Okay, I called the library today, and they couldn't find any
information
on it.
Oh, no, they did. There were several.
And I said to myself,
yeah, several articles.
Uh-huh. I don't believe this. I says, well, he's going to know. And so what I did was afterwards, now I knew you would know, and I knew you'd find it.
Yeah.
But I called West Point, and I wish they had a switchboard, but I actually talked with somebody, and they even called me back. So I asked them about that, and they didn't know. But I almost said to them, and this is where I get, you know, I met Bob Hope. And I laughed to myself because I don't laugh very often, this Scorpio thing with me, and we're just real serious about funny and jokes and all that. So I almost told them in my conversation with them that I'm buried there. I'm buried at West Point in another life.
Oh, great.
And
You didn't tell them this. You did not tell them that, did you?
I did not tell them that. No.
Good.
But I laughed to myself because I thought, what a great April Fool's joke. If I were to call them and say, I'm buried there from another life, and then go April Fool's and do this in the month of April, seeing this other life was April 4th.
Yeah.
Number 1948 was when I came back.
I would use restraint on that. I would use the same restraint as the Chiquita banana. Yes,
I didn't, but I couldn't help but laughing and chuckling. What a joke, especially for April Fool's. But it wouldn't have been an April Fool's joke.
Right, absolutely.
What a fool me. I'm the one who was fooled. Ah, ha, ha. But anyway, it was interesting because I laughed to myself. I had a joke on myself if I had told them, I'm buried there in another life. But no, I didn't. I didn't say it.
Yes.
But anyway, interestingly enough, I found out from you that, yes. So what? Well, how much did they do the song?
They did quite a bit of it. But we're going to have to talk about this tomorrow. You've ended the show. We're over.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. All right, so on that note, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Tomorrow night, full show. That's right, 10 p.m., right after the news. Yep, no game, no nothing, just you and me. So make it a date 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.